how does being dogmatic Catholic, because that's what they are, that's how I perceive them. I'm sure going to get hate mail on this. Well, you know what? And I even know who the hate mail is going to come from. So you might as well just save your breath, because I already... I can almost write the hate mail myself. Well, you do know that Vara did this, and you do know that Vara... You do know that E. Michael Jones did this, and... Yes, I do. Again, are we merciful, or are we not? Or are we Pharisees holding ourselves as better than everyone else because we're the only ones that know? I get a kick out of this. And believe me, I fight this all the time. I get a kick out of this idea here that, you know, there's just a few of us. Here, come closer, audience. You know, there's just a few of us around here. You know me, of course, and you. And then, you know, Smithers over there. And, you know, Smathers over there. And, you know, Johnson over there. And then the Jones family over there. It's a few of us, you see, that know what's actually going on, okay? And we're so smart, we're the only ones that have it figured out, okay? All the other rubes out there are just following along with the heresy and apostasy of Pope Francis. And, you know, they're really bringing the church down. They're really bringing the church down into the ruins here. You know, but don't worry, because we know. Believe me, there are factions out there, people that fancy themselves as we know. And we're the only ones that know. And then they pridefully insist on promoting their we're the only ones that know, as because we're the only ones that know, we're the only ones that are worthy. And therefore, because we're the only ones that know and we're the only ones that are worthy, therefore, everyone ought to be doing what we're doing. That's quite a not very Catholic/Christian point of view to a way to look at life in 2017, I might say. And if I've appeared as that in the past, well, then I need to go to confession, and I need to stop doing that. But in any event, there are those out there that hold themselves as these gatekeepers. what are they the gatekeepers of? I mean, folks, think of this. If there is one true God, one true faith, and there is, well, then it would seem to me that there would then be singular definitions of it. And that while opinion can lead men to disagree on certain points, there can be no disagreement when it comes to things that are doctrinal, liturgical, or dogmatic. There may be some minor things that are used in liturgical or dogmatic services or practices or what have you, but you agree principally that the truth of the matter is known, and that we know that you have the truth on your side, and you conform your mind to that reality. What is reality? Conformity of the mind to truth.